is one of my favorite athletes ever because of the heart that he would demonstrate. In fact, we have found him, an Olympic gold medalist, a six-time world champion, fighter of the decade for the 1980s, founder of the Sugar Ray Leonard Foundation. He is a member of the Boxing Hall of Fame. He is an analyst with DAZN. Canelo v. Rocky, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. live from... Too long, Ray. Definitely too long. How are you feeling? How are things?
Does that mean we're getting older?
Or we are, Ray.
More responsible?
Ray, I don't know about you. I'm getting older, less responsible. But, Ray, you look great, though. You look great. I think you're not getting older. I know I am.
No, it's more exterior than interior.
Gotcha. All right, so you got Canelo and Rocky tomorrow night. But before we talk about that fight, Ray, talk to me for a minute about Madison Square Garden. As a fighter, what goes through you when you hear those three words, Madison Square Garden, and what does the arena mean to the sport overall?
The first thing that comes to mind is Mecca of boxing. I mean, it's the place to be. You know, if you haven't fought in Madison Square Garden, you have not been a fighter for the most part. But, you know, I think I fought there. I don't recall what happened. I don't want to recall what happened because I think I lost. I don't know what fight that was.
I think, Ray, that was your fight with Terry Norris, right?
I don't remember.
I got you. I remember that fight. That was something else. But, yeah, it is the Mecca. It's where everybody wants to be. So, I mean, when you look at the big picture for the sport, Ray, we're a few weeks removed now from Wilder Fury, and now we've got this fight tomorrow night. It feels like it is a huge moment for boxing. As a fan of the sport, does it feel that way to you? Does it feel like we're at the start of something special once again in boxing?
Well, you know, what's happening now is that these fights that, like, we look upon as, like, you know, just for sure, this guy's going to win. It's 50-1, it's 100-1. That this guy can't beat, whether it's Wilder, you know, and that was a good indication too, because I'm one of them. I just felt that it would be maybe a couple of rounds and Wilder would knock him out. Tyson Fury. All of a sudden I saw a different person, fighter in that ring with, Tyson Fury. He got up the last knockdown. I thought he was like out dead. And he got back up somehow, some way. Very interesting fight. Very interesting to score. I gave Fury a slight edge. But then again, that happens to all fighters, especially if we are the top-notch favorite. We go into that ring. We're in shape, but psychologically, mentally, we're not there. And that's what happens to most champions for the most part.
We're talking to Ray Leonard. You have Canelo and Rocky tomorrow night, 8 p.m. live from Madison Square Garden on DAZN. You can get DAZN by signing up for free. You know, Ray, when you talk about what makes a great champion, what it takes to be a great fighter, Canelo is very, very, very good. In your mind, does he have what it takes to be great?
Yes, he does. He's a young man, and you know, when I saw him against Floyd Mayweather Jr., I said it's going to be a teacher and a student, and Canelo being a student. He put up a good fight, the best he could, against a great fighter in Floyd Mayweather Jr. And that, you know what, and no one likes to lose, but you know what, that made him a better fighter.
Sugar Ray Leonard joining us. We're talking about Rocky and Canelo. What about Rocky, Ray? The thing about Rocky is he's largely unknown here. He is an underdog. Now, you used to fight, and you were used to the spotlight. You were always there, and you would thrive in those situations. But if you're a guy like Rocky, and you're not used to the kind of media attention that he's getting, what kind of advice would you give him before a fight of this magnitude?
I spoke with him yesterday, Rocky, and he seemed pretty composed. I mean, this is huge. Huge, especially for him. But he seems to be pretty, you know, calm. But you don't know that, and he won't know that until he enters that ring. And when he feels the energy and the whole attitude thing and power of Canelo, it's gonna be an eye opener. We just have to see how he reacts to that. he's a tall guy. He's a really tall guy. Heavier guy, stronger guy. But let's see if he, you know, the question is, can he use that? Will he use that? Will he take his time? Will he use his height and reach advantage? Make him harder to hit.
We're talking to Ray Leonard. You know, Ray, he's got that advantage in height, in reach. He actually towers over Canelo. You know, let me change up on you for 1 minute. There was this piece in the Wall Street Journal in October that was really powerful, and it was a story about from the time when you were 10 years old, and some friends were near a roaring creek in Maryland.
Oh, my God.
Ray, what happened next, for those who do not know that story?
I was, you know, I lived in Maryland at the time, and there was a creek right near the McDonald's restaurant. And I remember going over there after a big rainstorm, the place, and because the creek had flooded. And me and my boys, I'm like 10, maybe 11, and we walked on the side because it was just fun at that time. I slipped into and fell into the water, into the creek. And the current was just strong, pushing down towards the drain. I couldn't swim. I couldn't swim, but I could survive, and I kept fighting. I pulled myself up at times, and then I heard the roar of the water, the power of that water, and I never gave up, Jim. It's so weird. I mean, I can hear the water right now, because when I talk about it, it's like it brings back memories that I fought to stay alive. And somehow, some way, by the grace of God, I pulled myself up and looked down, way down the field, which is like the size of a football field, and saw all these people. And that was where I fell in. And I walked towards them, and this man saw me, and he picked me up and on his shoulders and took me over to my parents, who were just going, I mean, they were crying. Everyone was crying. And, man, it was awful. It was awful. Even today, I can swim now, naturally, but I don't really like water. I like water, but I don't love water.
Of course, Ray, it's terrible. You were 10 years old. You nearly lost your life. You nearly drowned. And you mentioned that you just kept fighting. You kept fighting. You kept fighting. And when I think about you and I think about your career, I mean, this is the way it was. There were times where you were beaten in the ring, yet you seemed to have this reserve. You could always tap into a reserve that, I don't know, I didn't think it was necessarily there. I think about the late rounds. And remember, for people listening, you fought into later rounds when they still fought rounds 13 through 15.
Rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
Against Thomas Hearns, when it seemed like you had nothing left. How were you able to tap into a reserve like that when it looked like you had nothing left?
You know what Muhammad Ali said to me many, many years ago, prior to those fights you're talking about? He said, Ray, you know, when I fought Joe Frazier, it was like the closest thing to death. And I looked at him kind of strange. And I found out what he meant through fighting Tommy Hearns, especially in the first fight in 81. Duran in June of 80, Marvin Hagler, Wilfred Benitez. It was there when you reached down in that intestinal fortitude. You reached down for that thing that we all have. We all possess it. We just can't activate it. And that's the difference.
So, Ray, when you talk about those fights, I mean, Benitez was an amazing fighter. Hagler obviously goes without saying. Thomas Hearns, a Hall of Famer. Duran, who you made quit. You know, as I look back on your career, there were so many amazing moments. If I had to ask you to pick one, what is the moment you were most proud of in the ring?
You know, and you're right. I mean, they were significant. But the one that comes to mind is Tommy Hearns, the unification of the welterweight crown. My God, September of what, 81. Tommy, I mean, my left eye was closed. It was like over 100 degrees in the ring. My arms tied, everything was tied, but somehow, some way, I hit him. I caught him. And I just, it was like an adrenaline shot. It was adrenaline. It was like, something happened. And it's hard to really, really articulate it, but it's something special. Again, we all have. And when I heard an opponent, I have this thing that clicks on automatically. It clicks on. It turns on, I should say.
Boy, Ray, Tommy Hearns, he might not have been able to box like you could box, but his punching power was unbelievable. What was it like to get hit by that man?
You know what? I tell you, Jim, I'm glad you asked the question. Tommy never hurt me in the first fight. He never hurt me in the first fight. Second fight, he hurt me numerous times. First fight, I mean, I don't know, because if you go back and watch the fight, and the tape of the fight, you'll see the first round I was moving because prior to the first bell, I looked around the ring. I walked around the ring and I said, all right, who in here could beat Tommy Hearns? And you know who it was? I saw Muhammad Ali.
Hmm.
And I moved like Muhammad Ali the first, second round. And Tommy was missing. He couldn't connect. And then I touched him on the forehead just before the bell rang, and he hit me in retaliation. But that meant he was angry. He was mad. And that's where I wanted to take him. I choreographed my fights in my head as they're taking place.
Ray Leonard joining us for another moment or so. Ray, the thing that you were ahead of your time, you look at Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor is, he's won so many fights by getting under guys' skin and getting in their heads. You were able to do this. I mean, you took one of the toughest guys ever in Roberto Duran and made him quit. What about that mental warfare? How many times did you think you would want to fight before you even step between the ropes?
I learned that from Duran. I learned how to get into the head from Duran.
Hmm.
I mean, he taught me.
That's irony.
He was my teacher in our first fight. And that was in June of 80 in Montreal. And because he took me out of my game plan. And I stood toe-to-toe, although I had the hand speed and the foot movement to outmaneuver him because of the things he said to me and to my wife. And I couldn't get back at him because he didn't, at that time he wasn't speaking English. He taught me something. And I used that against other guys.
Boy, Ray, everything's changed so much, right? I mean, you're still a boxing fan. You're still associated with the sport. Let me finally ask you this. What do you make? And again, we're close in age. We came up at the same time. Yeah, how about a world where Oscar De La Hoya and Dana White are going back and forth through the media, and then Oscar finally said, look, if you want to get in the ring, man, I'll take care of it that way. What do you make of the battle between the two of these guys, the beef they're having right now?
Well, I'm not too privy upon the specifics of that, but I've heard through the grapevine. But hey, you know what? MMA, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, a lot of my friends are fans of boxing and also that. Just keep it going. You know what? It's entertainment. And the fact that when Mayweather fought McGregor,
yep.
I just knew that at some point that early on that he would get tired. Because it's a different type of conditioning with, you know, going 5 rounds or going 5-minute rounds or whatever and going 12 rounds or 15 rounds. And it was like the fourth, fifth round. And I looked over at McConnell and he was not, you know, he was winded. But it was impressive and entertaining that he went that far. And then at some point, Mayweather looked at me and winked because I was doing the commentary there. And it was entertaining fight. It was a spectacle.
It was. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. It was a spectacle, and it went 10 rounds. So you've got Canelo and Rocky tomorrow night, 8 p.m. live, Madison Square Garden, on DAZN. You can get DAZN by signing up for free. Ray Leonard is an Olympic gold medalist and a Hall of Famer, a 6-time world champ. You know, Ray, I could do this all day long. So good to get caught up. Ray, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jim.
Ray, you have a great day. Great talking to you. Ray Leonard. I'll say it again. I always say this, too. I don't play favorites. Ray Leonard is one of my favorite athletes. But I came up at that time, that generation, with boxing. And Ray Leonard had some of the greatest moments in the history of that sport. Ray Leonard had some of the greatest wins in the history of that sport. Ray Leonard, like, I mean, you have a combat sport, and then you've got football. There's just certain guys. Joe Montana, Ray Leonard, guys with that it. Guys that, when it seems like there's nothing left, they could tap that reserve. And most of all, guys who were at their best on the biggest stage. Guys who could tap into something. Guys who could clutch up. Montana had it. Ray Leonard had it. Michael Jordan had it. So these are some of the best of the best. Ray Leonard especially.